Kavi Chongkitavorn has been a journalist in Southeast Asia for more than 20 years, and he says he knows the importance of his job to the region.
Freedom of expression, even in Thailand, is not a sure thing. You have to constantly fight for it and keep it to maintain it.
NED presented its annual Democracy Award to Chongkitavorn, Egyptian publisher Hisham Kassim, the late Russian investigative reporter Anna Politkovskaya, and the Venezuelan-based Instituto Prensa y Sociedad. Kassim published Al-Masri Al-Yum, the Egyptian Today, the country's first independent daily newspaper in 50 years. He began publishing it in 2004. He said that Egyptian state media had become so large it began to hurt the economy.
You cannot continue to subsidize this while you have like the unique phenomena of the city of the dead, where people actually live in graveyards. And you realize that the money going to the press each year to just keep the state press going could, in 1 year, take people out of a situation like the city of the dead or so many other things.
Ewald Scharfenberg represented the Venezuelan press organization IPIS. It monitors threats and attacks on journalists. Scharfenberg spoke about the added need for diligence since Hugo Chavez became president.
56% of reporters Venezuelans say have been victims of...
56% of reporters surveyed were victims of aggression and intimidation in the past 12 months. The majority of incidents are attacks on the streets by Chavez supporters.
Russian journalist Elena Milishina was a friend and colleague of Politkovskaya and accepted the award on her behalf. Politkovskaya died in 2006 after an unidentified gunman shot and killed her in her apartment building. Democratic Party Congressman Tom Lantos praised Politkovskaya's coverage of the conflict in Chechnya.
We are here to honor a true hero of democracy, human rights, free journalism, and the lover of Russia, who was cut down at a very young age because of her unbelievable courage and her willingness to put her life on the line.
Milishina said in Russia, reporting has meaning beyond journalism.
It's not something brave, but in our country, that telling the truth become probably one of the bravest things.
Each individual honored showed that even doing what may seem like a simple job can influence the lives of many. Tony Budney, VOA News.